They're called behavioral health agencies, and in New Mexico, these 15 served approximately 30,000 patients. Management has now been taken over by 5 Arizona agencies, and Matt Kennicott of the New Mexico Human Services Department says things are going well.
We have 2 crisis hotlines for folks to call that we monitor on a daily basis in case they feel like they're having additional troubles.
This piece of tape comes from an interview conducted by KJZZ in Phoenix. Kennicott was unavailable to speak with KUNM.
And we're able to move in with additional support, whether that be payroll or one of the transition agencies, to make sure that folks are still receiving the care that they're entitled to.
Before we get to the laundry list of problems behavioral health clients and providers are currently experiencing, let's rewind so you know how we got to this point. On June 24th, New Mexico's Human Services Department announced that an audit found, quote, credible allegations of fraud for 15 behavioral health agencies. Medicaid funding was immediately suspended, the audit was turned over to the state's attorney general to conduct a criminal investigation, and 5 Arizona firms were given emergency, no-bid contracts to take over the New Mexico organizations and their patients. The state's Human Services Department maintains that the transition is smooth.
No, it's not a smooth transition.
Paul Weeks is a therapist with Valencia Counseling Service in Las Lunas, New Mexico, now being run by Valle del Sol of Phoenix.
The agency right now is very chaotic. All of the scheduled clients that I had have been taken off. There's no schedule, there's no computer, there's nothing.
When Weeks says there's no computer, he means no computer. Anywhere. They were all removed by Valencia management when the new Arizona firm came in. Because of that, all assessments and intakes are now being done by hand.
So the assessments take approximately 2 hours to complete. That's an assessment and a treatment plan. We have three and a half therapists there doing assessments, and generously we can do 5 assessments in a day.
For about 2,000 clients, they need to get back in the doors. At Valencia, many clients are extremely fragile. They're homeless or suffering from PTSD, anxiety disorders, or drug addictions. Gay Finlayson spoke outside her office in Albuquerque. Her 24-year-old son has schizophrenia.
We're having a hard time getting Neil a therapist. He was seeing a therapist at Hogaris who quit around the time of the takeover, and then we were just told that we'd be getting a phone call about a new therapist and haven't heard anything.
Hogaris was one of the agencies accused of fraud and subsequently taken over.
He counts his medication and told me, you know, I have enough pills for so many days, and then asked me a lot about, is he going to have to go into the hospital? And we were assured that you'll be taken care of, and so far we've heard nothing.
And there also seems to be problems for people receiving services from agencies that have not had their funds frozen by the state. Adrian Jones has 2 children receiving behavioral health counseling in Albuquerque.
Services have been so disrupted in the agencies that are involved in the audit that overflow patients who can't get their needs met at the audited agencies are filling up the other agencies, making services really difficult to get for everyone.
The state already has a shortage of mental health workers as it is.
So we've gone from crisis to emergency red status, you know, fly the flags upside down, somebody help us.
There's one other thing about the audit that accuses the behavioral health agencies of fraud. Nobody, except the state's Human Services Department, Attorney General, and state auditor, have seen the actual audit, not even those accused of fraud. News organizations in the state have filed suit to have the full paperwork released. In Albuquerque, I'm Tristan Ottone.